by the Focus on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. Richie is dealing with a sick child, and it's not me.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, right. We have to
no
get everything
sniffles here.
Straight. No, People do the strangest things. Records are to be broken today. It's Guinness World Records Day.
Ooh, if there's a day?
Check out the story. Why do I think I'm going to hear a lot of that in this discussion? More than 300,000 people are expected to try to break world records today. This is the Guinness World Record 24-hour period when people are supposed to, I guess some animals too, probably set aside whatever grievances they have in order to band together for a higher cause. Yes, folks, breaking the world's records. For example,
we have a lot of windows to break.
Yes, we have a lot of things to break here. The largest tea bag. That'll be important. And tomorrow we'll report you on the results. Today is the actual contest day. And tomorrow the results will be here. And I know you'll wait in anticipation. Some of you may not sleep tonight wondering who provided us with the largest number of ABBA impersonators, for example.
Oh, that's a big one, yeah.
Or the most people to wear a single pair of pants. What I want to...
Did you see the guy who put on the most shirts? I think he put on like 275 shirts in
that's very
four
important.
Minutes or something.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
But he won. He only won by two shirts. But, I mean, you could barely see the guy after 275 t-shirts.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's see here. This is, by the way, seventh year that the Guinness folks have had this participation. They've cooked this up, frankly, as a great PR move, and now more and more people know about the Guinness Book of World Records. I think most adults know about the Guinness Book of World Records, but now this thing has become the single largest selling publication of all time.
I remember
what a great
when I was a kid,
PR. Yeah.
It was a big deal. All the kids in my class wanted to have the book just to see what they could do to
break something. So what did they do, though? What sort of things? Did you ever involve yourself in anything?
Like a stunt to try to break something?
I'm looking at a picture of the world's largest bra, for example.
I did not go for that. No,
in
thank
the
you for
story. Yeah. Well, the story at DougSteffen.com has some of these pictures in it, and this is rather interesting to see how they hang it out the building. They hang it out the windows of an office building. That's how people see. Let's see, what other foolish things? The world's smallest living cat.
Oh.
Is in here. We'll have a contest for that today. Let's see. What else do we have? It looks like it would be of value. I don't know if any of this has any value. Any of you folks think that this has value? Events taking place all over the world. The largest number of contestants will be at the World Sports Stacking Association promoting field cup stacking competitions. I don't even know what that is.
What are they stacking?
I don't know.
Field cup stacking.
Yeah, what the heck is that? I don't know. It'll be noisy if it falls over, though, I'm guessing.
What will it sound like, Michael?
Yeah. Anyway, there it is. Thank you. Here's one.
Right
the most
on it.
The most martial arts kicks in 1 minute.
Oh.
And here's, let's see here. Wim Hof, the Iceman, plans to attempt to break his record for full body ice contact endurance by sitting in a vat of ice for more than 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awful.
Oh, my God. These people are crazy.
Well, sports stacking. It's just little plastic cups. They're little tiny plastic cups. Kids are involved.
Yeah. Here's Isaac Louis plans to try for immortality by getting the most bounces out of a soap bubble. This is something that goes on. Today.
Doesn't it make you wonder where they get the ideas?
It really does. And why somebody would attempt to do some of this stuff. The longest underwear walk by an individual in 24 hours. Let's see here. I'm looking at Australia. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Largest gathering of leprechauns.
Whose signs up for that? What guy says, all right, yes, God, I am a leprechaun.
He's crazy, silly. Let's see here. I'm looking at a picture of there. Let me see. Babies, the world's smallest baby, that kind of stuff. You can't imagine what people have. Oh, here's the longest hot dog. That'll be.
How you doing?
The woman with the biggest tongue. Nothing to do with the hot dogs.
No.
Guy with the longest beard. Man with the most pierces on his face.
Again.
The woman with the biggest afro.
Again, gross.
The lady with the oldest face. The fattest woman in the world.
I've seen that lady.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's in training.
Yeah, get her to the Biggest Loser. Just silly stuff. Anyway, so you can follow the prize. The biggest fish. Longest fish.
Actually, my friend's dad caught the world's biggest marlin, I think.
Really?
Yes. He's in the Guinness Book.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, the largest ice cream cake be made today. The tallest teenager in the world. The largest Lego tower. The world's biggest hiking boot. Smallest man. Oldest person. Youngest grandma. Oh, my God. Look at the hair on this woman's face. Good God.
Ew, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at the pictures. The oldest cake in the world.
Ugh.
Largest gathering of Lady Gagas. Most likes in a day.
Like on Facebook?
Yeah. Strongest woman in the world.
You would like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There's a guy. This is the picture of the guy in the ice cubes with the monitor.
Ugh. Doesn't that sound awful? 2 hours in a vat of ice cubes?
Ugh. Yeah. There's a woman sticking a sword down her throat.
Oh. Fantastic.
An old woman jumping into a pool. Oldest woman to dive. Man with the biggest lips.
He talks like this. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Largest cow. Biggest nose.
You should do that.
Smallest book. Good God, look at these people. And they biggest rose. Biggest eyes. Largest crown.
Crown?
Yeah. I mean, just anything and everything. Here's a guy picking up the most weight on his neck.
Oh.
Man with the biggest horse. Biggest chicken in the world.
I feel like we should go on a road trip and go visit all these people. You know, the biggest ball of twine. And
yeah, right, exactly. That kind of stuff. All right, so you can visit this stuff. Oh, this woman. Oh, very attractive woman. There is one.
What's she doing?
She's holding somebody in her lap.
What's her talent, though?
Lodge's dog. I'm not sure that there's words for it that I can repeat on this program.
So have you ever wanted to break a world record?
Longest kiss.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
But the guy she's kissing is ugly.
Can you imagine, though? Yeah. That's in stinky after a while and just get away.
Biggest rubber band ball.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Biggest sunglasses. I don't know who this woman is. Some of this stuff is pretty gross, though. There's a guy with a snake coming out of his mouth.
Was it always like this? Because I don't remember. Is this always what Guinness was, or have we just gotten...
No, it's just become more of a circus with the news media looking for more things to do to outdo whoever the last guy is that had something like this going on. So it's Guinness World Records Day. And remind us, Michael, tomorrow to make sure that we find out who some of the winners are. Let's get the winners. We'll have a top 10 list of the big winners tomorrow in the Guinness World Records Day 2011. That's what today is, right?
They used to do that on Regis and Kelly. They would have a whole week where people could come in.
They used to do a lot of things on Regis and Kelly.
I know.
Now they're going to have Kelly and question mark.
Kelly and to be named.
Yeah, right. Is today Wednesday or Thursday?
Today's Thursday already.
Thursday already. So it's the 17th. I have kind of lost track this week. Thank you again to all the folks who have sent email around. I'm going to read a couple of them in a little bit. Some more people who are interested in the story of Tony and her life. So that's a good thing. 17 after the hour. Speaking of good things, If you are somebody who's getting up right this minute, looking in the mirror, and seeing all those wrinkles, ta-ta, 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 fine lines disappear, deep wrinkles disappear when you decide to use David Pollack's Fountain of Youth. Fountain of Youth. Maybe, you guys would benefit from having your skin hydrated, and that's what the Fountain of Youth does. This is not oily, not greasy, not smelly. It's a new serum, the best anti-aging serum on the market, according to research by several of these, what do they call these groups, consumer research groups. And you can try your first bottle free, F-R-E-E, free, at organicattitude.com. Just log on to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll discover how easy it is to get America's number one anti-aging serum, the Fountain of Youth. Use it every day in the morning and the afternoon. Have it with you. Put it in your pocket. Ladies, you might want to carry this with you and put it on your face as a refresher through the day, because all it's going to do is feed that face of yours and not what your mother says. Stop feeding your face. This is good stuff to put on your face. This is very good feed your face stuff, because it will get rid of those wrinkles, reduce them by two-thirds, boost your collagen, and firm up your skin by over 128%. No fragrance, as I said, no yucca bunga, anything attached to it. Just really good things for your skin. Get the first bottle free. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Online, website, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day for your free bottle of this amazing way to get rid of the wrinkles on your face called the Fountain of Youth.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The poll today, have you ever tried to get into the Guinness Book of World Records? A, yes, but it didn't work. B, not yet, but I'm thinking about it. C, no, but I know somebody who is there. D, no, but I know somebody who tried to get there. And E, no, seems like a waste of time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Welcome to the new Civil Good Day USA. Your host, Doug Steffen, has decided that he and his staff are going to be a kindler, gentler Good Day crew. How does he do this?
They need to get slapped around a little bit.
And how does he think they'll respond?
They're like spoiled kids, spoiled brats.
That's too bad.
I think that is despicable.
You're despicable.
So tune in every morning to see how Doug gets his staff to be as civil as he is.
They need to be kicked in the ass.
Don't worry, be happy.
Bank of America has withdrawn their $5 monthly debit fee. The people beat Bank of America with their $5 debit fee. Instead, Bank of America is going to replace that with a $60 annual fee. So we got them. You see that?
A bank in Washington was robbed by two men in George W. Bush masks. Yeah. Luckily, right afterwards, two guys in Obama masks came and bailed the bank out.
Woman gave birth to a baby girl just 7 hours after she completed the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. See the paper? She ran the entire marathon. Later that day, gave birth to a baby girl. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And listen to this. Since it was Bank of America, they charge you a $5 fee to withdraw the check. $5 to take.
All right, so it's 25 after. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Do you want to know what the Bank of America is up to today?
Top 10 thoughts that went through her.
That was good, Michael. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Never mind.
All right. The Bank of America and many other the big bank community members charging customers to use their debit cards. Hmm. Banks, $5 in, $5 out. So they stopped there going to back away from that. But what they will not tell you is how they are changing other fees, other charges to your account. For example, if you need to replace a lost debit card, Bank of America, which now charges $5 to do that, will now be charging you $20 to do that.
Wow.
You want to deposit money on your mobile phone? U.S. Bancorp charges 50 cents a check now.
For using the mobile
phone? For using the mobile phone.
Wow.
Want a cash wired to your account?
Yes,
$15, $15 for
each
incoming domestic payment at TD Bank.
Hmm.
Facing a reaction from angry public and scrutiny from regulators, banks have decided to turn up all of their fees that are not under scrutiny, little things here and there, as much as fast as they can. Everything at the bank has a price. That's why I'm so thankful for credit unions. My small little bank doesn't do a charge $5 for a check that bounces. Most banks charge $25 for a check that bounces, that sort of thing. How is your bank doing? That's the question here, a rhetorical question, or one that you can answer at 800-510-8255. And this is all brought about by regulators. You know, there was a bank bill that was passed before George Bush got into office that pretty much controlled it. There's a place for government. I don't like a lot of government involvement. You know that. But in the case of where greed and this is all about not taking the money that's used. You know, I'm very much in agreement with those who say if you tax the companies or people that have lots of money that are responsible for creating jobs, that'll slow down or kill the job.
Absolutely. Advance. They're the reason we have an economy.
Exactly. So how the stupidos think that you know, that increasing taxes is going to be a good thing. Stop spending the damn money, you
right.
clowns. The trillion, you know how much the data is as of yesterday?
Tell
$15 trillion dollars went to yesterday. Oh. Our debt is $15 trillion.
I think that's what my property tax bill was this week.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. I got mine, too. Oy. $15 trillion. It's gone from 3 to 15 in 10 years. 28 past the hour. On Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's a familiar scenario. You arrive at your destination, but your luggage doesn't. And the airline says that your bags may not show up for another day or two. So do you know your rights? In theory, travelers with lost luggage are entitled to a daily allowance to buy basic necessities. But many airlines make passengers wait at least 24 hours before this kicks in. And then they may even limit it to $25 a day, or have a mile-long list of exclusions. There's nothing in the DOT rules that says you have to wait 24 hours to be covered, or that limits your daily allowance. So before you leave the airport, go to the baggage service counter and ask about their policy on replacement item expenses. So if they try to tell you that they can't provide any compensation for 24 hours, tell them nicely but firmly that they're mistaken and insist on getting authorization to buy your needed items now. And as always, keep a paper trail of receipts and the names of everyone you talk to at the airline. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flux. flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Day out of a bad day. Eh? You don't let it tear you apart. I'm going to be the first guy who stands in line and says, it's it sounds easy, but it ain't easy all the time, as this past weekend is a reference to. Whoops, hold on.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Shake it.
Oh, very good, Michael.
That's good.
Throw him through a window. That'll show.
All right, so this program prides itself with talking about the things that not everybody else talks about, but are really, it's not in-depth investigation by any strange way of analyzing what's going on. It's just kind of a reflection of things that people do or how they think. So this is, I don't even know what to do with this. I was so outraged when I first saw this. This every once in a while, because I'm in Boston, there are local stories. I mean, what we talk about happens with people. It's people and their actions, and people can be where Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles from time to time, or where I am now on the East Coast around here, or they were maybe where you are, or there's wherever. I mean, we had nothing in the world to talk about without people and their actions. So here's the Suffolk Law School, Suffolk University, Suffolk County, which is Boston and its surrounds in Massachusetts. A member of the law school staff sent out an email last week soliciting needed supplies to put in care packages to be sent to our troops.
Okay, sounds
good. Stuff
nice.
Like coffee, trail mix, stuff. Scout troops do this sort of thing all the time. In fact, the email specifically mentioned that one Suffolk Law student deployed to Afghanistan would be one of the recipients. Pretty basic stuff, yeah? Patriotic, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. I can stand behind it.
So here's the response from one of the law professors at this university. His name is Michael Avery. I'm going to read it verbatim, okay? Again, the premise here is that the request had been made of Suffolk Law School staff to help men and women who are in uniform for Thanksgiving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's this professor's response. He posted it on the school website after the request had been posted on the school website. Quote, I think it is shameful that it is perceived as legitimate to solicit an academic institution for support for men and women who have gone overseas to kill other human beings.
What?
I understand that there is a residual sympathy for service members, perhaps engendered by support for troops in World War II, or perhaps from when there was a draft and people with few resources to resist were involuntarily sent to battle. That sympathy is not particularly rational in today's world. The United States may well be the most war-prone country in the history of our civilization. We've been at war 2 years out of three since the Cold War ended. We have 700 overseas military bases. What other country has any? In the last 10 years, we have squandered hundreds of billions of dollars in unnecessary foreign invasions. Those are dollars that could have been used for people who are losing their homes due to the collapse of the economy, for education, to repair our infrastructure, or for any of a thousand better purposes than making war. And, of course, those hundreds of billions of dollars have gone for death and destruction. Perhaps some of my colleagues will consider this to be an inappropriate statement, but, of course, the solicitation email is a political statement, although cast as support for student activities. The politics of that solicitation are that war is legit, perhaps inevitable, and that patriotic Americans ought to get behind the troops. We need to be more mindful of what message we are sending as a school. Since September 11th, we've had perhaps the largest flag in New England hanging in our atrium. It's not political neutrality. Excessive political zeal is a hallmark of national security states. It permits, indeed encourages, excesses in the name of national security, as we saw during the Bush administration, and which continue during the Obama administration. Why do we continue to have this oversized flag in our lobby? Why are we sending support to the military instead of Americans who are losing their homes, Americans who are malnourished, unable to get necessary medical care, and suffering from other consequences of poverty? As a university community, we ought to debate this question, not remain on automatic pilot in support of the war agenda. That's Professor Michael Avery's response. I'd like to hear yours, particularly if you've got one of those soldiers in your family. 800-510-8255. Maybe you can post the response on a Facebook page. Might be of value. Mm-hmm. I have my feelings. You have your feelings. And we may share them at 800-510-8255 in the time that remains before Dr. Ken joins us in we got 5 or 6 or 7 minutes here. This has been discussed on a number of radio programs. I do not believe it is a political discussion because I don't do politics here, but I think it is a serious conversation. The professor has merit in much of what he says. However, to not want to support those who wear the uniform for reasons that are not necessarily of their making. I mean, I suppose you could say, well, a lot of the people in the service have the same attitude that former administrations have had. We have to protect ourselves from the Al-Qaedas of the world and the Taliban of the world and the enemies who would kill us, yada, yada, yada. I think that there are plenty of arguments that could be made. They're pretty cogent, too, that would suggest that we have been quite bellicose as a country. Yes, we have been. We've been called, though, to help others and have acted in a way that is responsible. Not all of this is black and white. It's pretty gray. A lot of this is pretty gray. That is our involvement in other countries' affairs and business and that sort of thing. And I wouldn't be sitting here telling you that I thought it was a horrible thing that we've been involved in things where there was need for help. I think we have gone overboard. I think we have way too many objects of war. I think, and every time you turn around, Michelle Bachmann, interestingly enough, in her campaign has been very critical of the military spending.
Yeah.
And as you know, the country, according to the Government Accounting Office 4 or 5 months ago, the Government Accounting Office said we could have exactly the same amount of military hardware and all of the capabilities and everything that we have right now for $460 billion. Now, mind you, the budget is $700 billion if we get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So that's one issue over there. Another one is how war-prone we are. And think back on the history of your life. There has rarely been a time in my life when we have not been at war. And yet we are, I think, a peace-loving nation. So why are we at war?
Now, what did we do during the 80s? Because I'm trying to look back at my life. What was the 80s military action? Anything?
During the 80s, there was, Ronald Reagan did some things that were questionable, according to some. And Grenada was one of them, Michael. You're right. We didn't have the wholesale involvement. We weren't involved in the kind of excursions we were in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam and Korea, those sorts of things. But we do have bases in a lot of places, and they are by request in some circumstances, or they are by agreement in every case. The separate part of this with the big flags waving and people driving around the streets with flags hanging out of their cars, you can argue that one way or another. But there is a parallel. The professor is right. If you go back to, even in the past century, the most heinous of all of the forces of evil during the Nazis era, the flags were tremendous and draped everywhere. And so whether that's a coincidence or whether the man is right, there is the military are not killers. I mean, there are some who go overboard and there has been problems with some. And yes, let's face it, some people who go into the service are extremely aggressive. And that's why, but we hire them, the SEALs, for example, and train them to be killers. That's what they are told to do. So is it their doing that they do what they do, or is it because we tell them to do that in the name of freedom? Is it in the name of freedom, or is it in the name of control and influence around the globe? 800-510-8255. Mike listens in El Paso. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Hey, Doug. How you doing? I only thought a little bit about when you're quoting that professor from Suffolk University. And
right. You're a New Englander, I can tell. Did you go to Suffolk?
No, I wish I could afford to go there. I'm originally from Randolph. I've been down here in El Paso the last 18 years.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I'm in the Border Patrol.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, an interesting job.
Tough job, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so is your comment directed toward the professor or the argument about why we are so involved in war, or whether or not we give things to, there's three different issues here, I think, whether or not we give things out of the goodness of our heart to help those who, when we ask them to serve, are often not paid very well, and when they come back, they're screwed by their own country. So, I mean, there's, again, a number of issues. So, go ahead, tell us what yours is.
Well, the issue I have is the professor, he's free to, we have freedom of speech in this country. If he feels that way about our government's policies, by all means, say what you want to say about our government, but don't say that about our servicemen. Something says about our servicemen to do that, put their butts on the line so he can sit in his office, sit in his classroom, and talk the crap that he wants to talk.
All right, what is your point of view or your position on some of the points he makes, though, on, for example, we've been at war 2 out of 3 years for the past 20-some-odd years, since the Cold War ended, almost 30 years?
Unfortunately, sometimes things happen, and we have to fight. We don't want to fight.
So do you think it was necessary? Do you think it was necessary for us to go into Iraq?
Honestly, no, I don't. Afghanistan, yes, but Iraq... I mean,
but he's vilifying. I think by what he's saying, instead of vilifying the people that make the decisions to send the people in places, he's vilifying the people who are the soldiers, and that's not fair. That's
Roger in Indiana. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, my biggest problem is when are the countries that we're saving their bacon going to start paying us and compensating us?
I'd like to have supposedly we're going to get a lot of money out of Iraq, but we've been hearing that for, almost 10 years. But there is a told a move afoot to get a lot of money out of Iraq. Let's hope that comes true. That idea would be a good one. All right, Roger, thank you. Dr. Ken, in a moment here on Good Day. It's 14 before the hour.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
From 0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. Once again, it's that time of year when gearheads and ordinary car fans rev up for the Los Angeles Auto Show. And Chrysler drove the excitement even further when it introduced the 2012 Fiat 500 Abarth. Head of Fiat Product Marketing, Matt Davis, says the new Abarth is quite special.
I had a chance to drive it the other day, and it's truly a remarkable vehicle. It has an Abarth tuned suspension and brake system, has an all-new 1.4-liter multi-air turbo engine, race-inspired interior and exterior, and of course you have the iconic Abarth shields that really pays homage to the racing heritage.
And Abarth's performance and price will drive its appeal.
It definitely attracts some new consumers to the brand. Not only does it appeal to performance lovers, and of course, the driving purists who desire the Italian performance car at an obtainable price.
For more information, visit FiatUSA.com/Abarth. That's 0 to 60 from Chrysler. I'm Bobby Owens.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the Custom Fit Orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
We're talking about this professor at Suffolk University who didn't support sending foodstuffs to the troops for Thanksgiving. Amy posted on our Facebook wall, Jennifer, I can't imagine not supporting the troops. They're just doing their job, which is to do anything their superiors tell them to do.
Right.
I wasn't alive or aware of much of the Vietnam conflict, but it seems to me a country divided like that was completely unproductively socially and economically, and I don't think it's a good idea to go back to that particular mindset. All right, what else you got there, Jen?
Well, we're actually just posting this question up on Facebook. Yeah, so you can go ahead
and
do that.
Roger in Oregon, what are your thoughts about the letter?
Well,
the
you mentioned the fact that there's a move afoot to try to extract some money out of Iraq, like Bush said we were going to get to pay for the war.
Right.
If we wouldn't have went over there, we wouldn't have left so many feet in Iraq.
Yeah, I think we destroyed the country, now we go back and we have to pay for rebuilding it. But supposedly he told us, like so many other things, that we were going to get it paid for, and that didn't prove to be a lot of false words. Again, sort of a typical thing in the times of politicians and politics everywhere. That's why I don't like talking about politics here. 51 after.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Ken wasn't here today, but then you realized that when I didn't go to doctors.
Surprise!
Surprise! Okay, 53 past the hour. Time to move into the world of technology and trying to get it to boil down so that you and everyone else can understand what the heck all these tools are all about and how to best get access to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Were those who claimed that AT&T customers would bolt to Verizon right? There were many people who said AT&T would be finished. Folks who go to Verizon, I, as you know, don't have much use for any of these companies. I think they're all users and abusers. They're too big. They're too impersonal. They have, you know, it's not a monopoly per se, but they're just so big they don't seem to give a damn about whatever your needs are, even if you're a good customer. So the AT&T customers bolt to Verizon as soon as they had an iPhone. Is that reality? Is that happening? Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will explain actually what has happened and why it's happening next year on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Early this year, when Verizon Wireless started carrying the iPhone, everybody you talked to said people would run from AT&T to Verizon for the better service. Then, Sprint got the iPhone a couple of months ago. Well, have people run? In a word, no. MarketWatch reports that AT&T's churn rate has remained steady since Verizon and Sprint started offering the iPhone. Churn is the word the industry uses to signify how many people have canceled their service. It's hard to leave your wireless company. Many customers have family plans, so multiple people would likely require new phones. And that's only if you're out of contract and not currently locked into a two-year deal. What about smartphone market share? Gartner says that Android-based devices are over 52% of all smartphones sold, while Apple iPhones are just 15%. As we've said here before, though, there are many Android phones made by many different manufacturers, all competing against Apple and its iPhone. I'm Alex Goldfein.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The weather outside is frightful, but the right food and snacks inside are delightful.
Very good, Jack.
You can turn your holidays delightful. Mm-hmm. Here's Kendra Johansson with more.
Holiday season is upon us, and that could mean a healthy helping of treats. New York Times bestselling author and creator of HungryGirl.com, Lisa Lillian, says you shouldn't give up on your favorite holiday indulgences because there's a way to enjoy the season with smart and satisfying choices.
The holidays mean celebrations and lots of treats, but with all the delicious options available, there's no reason you have to sacrifice your holiday enjoyment just to save calories. So choose a glass of wine over eggnog or shrimp cocktail over a mini quiche. Think chocolate is off limits? Think again.
Lisa says you can have your candy and eat it too.
I love dessert, and chocolate is one of my favorites. My guilt-free chocolate choice is Skinny Cow Candy. These treats have 120 calories or less. They're chocolatey, delicious, and perfect for the holidays. They come in four amazing flavors, including milk and dark chocolate dreamy clusters and milk chocolate or peanut butter heavenly crisp bars.
For more on how Skinny Cow Candy is redefining candy, log on to Facebook.com/TheSkinnyCowUS. That's holiday tips from Nestle.
All right, so Facebook has confirmed, Jennifer, it's keeping logs of websites that you use and visit for 90 days as your friends at Facebook. They're using everything they can to sell and make money.